Mindy, dinner was delicious. Since Kathy's away, I'm grateful for any meal doesn't begin with the word instant.
You certainly are in a good mood today, considering Uncle Dave is coming into town tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we never got along very well. It's just, well, he's always accomplished more than I did, and he let me know about it. He's always been a little eccentric.
Is that why every time you see him, you break out in hives?
Yeah, well, maybe this time it'll be different. After all, it's been 7 years since I've seen him. And it reminded me of his island in the Caribbean. And my mortgage in Boulder.
Well, you can stop scratching, Dad. I'll make him a great dinner and tell Mork not to cut his meat with his finger.
Am I home yet, Min?
Yes, Mark.
Oh, thank goodness. It's the sixth house I backed into.
All right, I'll ask. Mark, why are you walking backwards?
Well, I'm celebrating my heritage, Min. This is National Backwards Day. You know, it's something that everyone looks forward to in Ork.
I'm in big trouble.
Oh, Pops, nice not seeing you.
You've been out walking around all day backwards. Didn't people stare at you?
I don't know, man. I don't have eyes in the back of my head.
Well, I have to go. Honey, just make sure you turn him around by the time Dave gets here.
Well, Pops, don't start scratching yet. That holiday's not until next month.
So, Mork, how long does National Backwards Day last?
In Earth years, Min?
Mork.
Oh, it's over, Min. By the way, who's Dave?
Oh, Dave is Dad's brother.
Pop has a biological brother? Oh, huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Is he older, younger, male, female?
Well, he's older. And brothers are almost usually always male.
Oh, not Dr. Joyce brothers.
It's been years since we've seen Uncle Dave and Aunt Caroline. Dad really wants to impress his brother, so please try to act like an earthling.
You got it, Min. Who do you want me to be? Catchy tune. Oh, it's here. It's my package from Ork. Min, I ordered it special delivery. Thank you, and no tip, you're slow opening. Oh, Min. Oh. Ceremonial food for backwards day.
What is it?
It's called fleck.
Fleck? What's that?
Well, it's a lot like nargle, except when you eat it, you don't grow feathers.
It sure doesn't look like food.
Well, these are the seeds, Min. You just plant them, and up comes fleck. There we go. A little one in time and growth will know.
Mork, on Ork, do all plants grow that fast?
Yes, Min, even on Ork, even the begonias have stretch marks.
Nice to see you.
Hi, Caroline.
This can't be Mindy.
Yeah.
Oh, my. What a big girl you've grown up to be.
So, where's that big brother of mine?
Oh, Dave, dear, Fred and Mindy are here. Oh, he just can't wait to see you.
Junior, as I make it, you're 4 minutes late. Bought companies in less time.
Well, yes, I know, Dave, but it's wonderful to see you.
Wait a minute. This is Mindy, of course. Yeah. What a pretty little girl you are. The outfit's a little strange. I don't know about the sweater. Doesn't make any difference, doesn't it?
Dave, nice to see you.
Oh, good. I'll save those. Tell me something, Junior. Where's your ball and chain?
My what?
I think he means your little wifey.
Well, Kathy's in Chicago this weekend.
You let her travel by herself?
Oh, yeah, she plays flute in a chamber group.
Oh, fascinating.
No, they're very good.
Oh, come on, Junior. You gotta be kidding me. I mean, you got your wife playing a flute in Chicago, putting a stick in her face? You can't cut it on your own? Hey, tell me something, incidentally. How's the arm?
It itches.
Well, I mean, you're the maestro, the guy with the baton. How about a little building up of the biceps, huh?
Oh, no, Dave. Come on now. I think we're a little old for all of this, don't you?
What do you mean a little old, Junior? Oh, no, you're never too old for that taste of victory.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Okay. One more for me. Now you have a real disadvantage. Okay. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Now, Dave McConnell here. It's about what? You want me to speak to the Boulder Association?
Uncle Dave.
Oh, wait a minute.
I thought you and Aunt Caroline were having dinner at my house tonight.
Yeah, that's right. But what time are we eating, sweetheart?
7:30.
Listen, how about 9? Okay, boys? I'll be there. Let's see, where was I? Oh, yes.
Well, I guess some things never change.
Wrong, Junior. This time you didn't cry for Mommy. Let's take a look at him. Oh.
That smells good. That's good.
Hey, put our hands up. I pressed them myself. Do you think I'll get a better crease if I take them off first?
Possibly. Mark, could you help me finish setting the table?
Right.
Uncle Dave is really in a hurry, and he wants to eat as soon as he gets here.
Well, maybe we should start off by serving frog's arms.
We're not serving frog's arms.
See, we're already ahead of schedule.
You know, I don't know why we're going to all this trouble for Uncle Dave. I mean, he hasn't been very nice to Dad. I'm making this big meal, and you made this delicious dessert.
My delicious men, are you inferring that some of that has passed by your perky little lips?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Men, that was fleck.
Fleck?
Yeah, and no earthling has ever eaten that before.
I'm going to be all right, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, well, just be calm, and tell me where you keep your stomach pump.
Stomach pump?
Well, I didn't mean to frighten you. All right, we'll just have to use the plunger. Open up.
Come on. Men. You're overreacting. I just ate a little tiny piece, and I feel fine.
Will you sign a statement to that effect, men?
Sure.
I guess if it's okay for Hawkins, it's all right for you.
Listen, Mark, there's nothing wrong with me that getting through this evening won't cure.
I wonder if Uncle Dave would mind if I tied her to a chair.
What did I just do?
Well, something like this. It must be the fleck, man.
But I feel perfectly normal right now.
Oh.
Mindy, it's Dad.
Oh, no. Mark, if I start acting strange again, just cover for me, all right? I mean, Dad's got enough on him.
All right. Be calm.
Hello.
Hi. Oh. I'll just put this over here.
Mindy, you look beautiful. And Mark, you look almost human. And I really want to thank you. I appreciate it.
What will you say? Oh, look over here.
Well, you look at that wall there.
Mark, what are we looking at?
Oh, you're looking right there at that wall. I mean, it's amazing how the floor and the ceiling kind of butt together. It's like that.
Well, Mark, that is interesting, but I think maybe tonight it might be a good idea if we don't discuss wall appreciation with Dave.
All right, that's fine. So I think we...
I always sit down and have a little snort before dinner. You know, that always relaxes you. It relaxes me, too. You know? How about a little toddy for the body?
Mind, are you all right?
Look, I can't seem to control myself. What does it have to happen tonight?
I don't know, man.
That's Dave. He never has time to knock twice.
Oh, I shall get it.
No, I'll answer it.
What's she doing?
The bunny hop?
Listen, Mindy, what's going on?
Oh.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Caroline. Hello, Dave.
Hello. My name is Mark. I'm the Caucasian help this evening. I do not live with Mindy, and it's a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, all right. Good.
Thank you, sir.
Well, come on, let's eat, Junior. Come on, time is cougarans.
It's nice having you here, Uncle Dave.
My dear, what a lovely apartment. I just love the...
Please, you keep chattering, Mother, and we're going to miss dessert.
Well, Dave, I certainly hope you're hungry, because Mindy's prepared a wonderful dinner.
Incidentally, Mother, you want to pass along this fine bottle of sauce to Junior?
Chateau Lafitte McConnell. Your own vineyard, that's quite impressive, Dave.
The fact is, it's Mother's and mine, isn't it? Just north of Napa, huge monastery, about 50 monks. We lost 4. Jumped a bus or something, I don't know. At any rate, long about late July, early August, those little devils come out. Jumping up and down on their little feet and pressing out these grapes, you see. And of course, when there are no women in the monastery, are there, Mother? No, they're not. So you just see them jumping up and down, their little feet going away, stepping on those little grapes.
Uncle Dave, sir, and Carolyn, sir, can I show you the rest of the house? There's the attic, Dave. There's the bedroom over here. This is our living room, as we like to call them, our living space.
Mindy, are you all right?
I'll explain it to you later. But, Dan, I'm fine. No. Dinner's ready.
Let's all sit down, shall we?
Let's go over and sit down.
This is a very special occasion. Normally we have duck in a bucket. Here you are, Mother.
Beat you to it, Jelly Belly.
Get some therapy for her. Therapy.
Mindy, are you all right?
You should see when she touches her tongue to her eyebrow. We haven't had a fly in here in 3 years.
I'm telling you, you should put a muzzle on her and send her to an obedience school.
Hey, pickle puss.
That does it. Come on, Caroline, let's go. Let's get the coats. Next thing, she'll be howling at the moon. Come on.
She would do that, wait. Would she?
I'm not sure.
Oh, wait, Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave, come back. Please, Aunt Caroline. I don't know what came over me.
I
really apologize. I mean, you haven't even finished dinner, and this means so much to Dad and me.
Dave, look, I don't know what's come over Mindy, but please stay.
Are you kidding? I told Carolyn. I told you. Coming down on the plane, this is going to be a bummer of a reunion, and it's a bummer. I want out.
Wait, Uncle Dave, sir. I mean, you can't leave with bitter memories in your mind. I mean, why not leave with something sweet? Like, I have this delicious dessert I made, and you have to try it, please.
You know, incidentally, you seem like the only normal one here. Not bad. A little on the tart side, kind of gritty.
Uncle Dave, are you feeling all right? Right.
Of course I'm feeling all right. Right. Hiff. Hello, column of cheese. What happened? All right, little girl. These are the trenches. Not easy to ride a horse in the trench, is it? Go on back in the tents there with the young children. Stay in that barn until the war's over. You, help with a walking wounded. They must be walking, however. Crossed in front of a horse. Is he? All right. Is he?
Did somebody switch brothers on me?
Well, I've never seen him act like this before. Oh, I don't mean to pry, dear, but are you back from the war yet?
Dave, what's come over you?
Oh, I don't know, Junior. I was just playing.
Well, you never did that with me. I mean, you never played with me when we were kids.
Well, I know that. When I came along, as you know,
I was first. I knew at 3 years of age I was first. They gave me a little kitty and a little doggy. And then Daddy would bounce me on his knee, left knee. And then on his right knee, and then Mom would just bounce me. She'd dribble me and shoot me, and I'd say, wait. And then you came along.
I suppose I was jealous, insanely jealous. I saw your little body in a 50 by 20 bed. I played with you, painted you up, made you a bizarre child. I began to hate you. I don't like you anymore. I don't like you, Freddy. Don't like you, Junior. You wonder why I'm different, why I'm twisted and bent out of shape. Because you took my parents from me.
Caroline, if anybody can find Uncle Dave, Moore can.
Moore, any luck?
No, I found him. You never guess where. Time's up. Top of the flagpole, City Hall.
Oh, Dave, dear, are you all right?
Dave, wait a minute. Now, Dave, what? Wait.
Well, excuse me, I think Dave needs me to yell at. It was a Fleck, Dad. He'll come down.
No, Mindy. Fleck or no Fleck, Dave's right. We've never gotten along. We never will.
But he's your brother, and he happens to feel like you've robbed him of something very special.
Well, what do you want me to say to him? He doesn't listen to me.
I'll talk to him, Pops. I mean, who talked him out of the lobster tank at the seafood shanty? Now, Dave?
Well, I guess he can't make it any worse than it already is.
Let's go.
Wait. Let me tell you what Uncle Dave said first. He said, tell Junior, when I walk out of here, I don't want to see him in this room, any room, anywhere. That even includes a sleazy hotel in Bangkok.
It was wonderful seeing you, and it's a good thing we did, because we'll probably never see you again.
Dave, I don't want it to end like this.
Just tell it to the doorman downstairs.
Oh, now you just hold it, brother. All my life, you've ignored me, you've humiliated me, and you've made me itch like the devil. And I never stopped trying to win your approval. Do you know what it's like to love a brother and he doesn't love you back? It hurts. Goodbye, Dave. I still wish you well. Come on, kids, let's go.
Oh, Daddy, you're so good at negotiating. Say something.
Wait a minute, Junior. Give me a minute, will you? I learned a lot this evening. I really did. You made a fool out of me, man. I came off looking bad. Maybe it's better that way. But I don't want it that way any longer. I want it to be right. Folks are gone, and you and I are still brothers, and we're still alive, still very much alive. I want your loves, bad as you want mine. Hey, come on, put it there. Freddy. You're still a dynamo. You rascal. Hey. Listen, why don't I take us all to dinner? Get your purse, will you, sweetheart?
What's that for?
For giving my father a brother.
Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Mark calling Orson. Come in, oh mighty Sequoia.
Why do you call me Sequoia, Mark?
Well, sir, it's the fattest tree that I know.
Your report, Mark.
Yes, sir. This week, sir, I learned about competition. The type of competition that occurs between different branches of the same family tree. You see, sir, how that all ties it in, tree, roots, things like that.
You've told me Earthlings were very competitive, but I didn't know they brought it home with them, Mark.
Oh, yes, sir. You see, sibling rivalry has been around for a long time. Started off with Cain and Abel competing for God's attention, right through Donnie Marie competing for the same hairdo.
Oh, Donnie, why?
But isn't competition a healthy thing?
Well, sir, it can be. You see, I think a family should be like a team. They shouldn't be forced to wear pads to protect each other from contact. Everyone should be rooting each other on.
Well, why don't they?
Well, he spooks Christmas, I think it starts off with one person comparing himself to another, and he forgets that the only standards he has to meet are the ones he sets for himself.
But isn't it through competition that greater heights are reached?
Yes, sir. But I don't think you should use your family as stepping stones. Until next week, sir. Nanu.